Zion Elul, Tuesday the 2nd of September, Rabbi Yehuda Levinson, Nechama and Chodesh Elul.
We're in Chodesh Elul. We've begun our avoda, our preparation for standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yemei Hadin. They should come to us in a good way. Habo'oleinu l'toiva. It just struck me, thinking through preparations for Elul and so on, we always say at this time of the year, we see people, wish that they should have a good year. And I was just thinking that if somebody were to be told in Shomayim, without their avoda on Chodesh Elul, even if they don't do anything on Chodesh Elul, they'll be okay this year. They'll get through the din. The person would be very pleased to hear it. After all, that's a bracha, you should have a kesiva. And our focus tends to be at this time of the year on, we should get through the din. But in point of fact, I think it's true to say that aside from being zoiche b'din on these days that are coming to us very soon, there's another aspect as well. Chodesh Elul is an opportunity itself to grow in a very special way in our avodas Hashem. And so even if a person were to know that what we focus on, which is the din, should go fine, everything will be all right, if we didn't have the opportunity to really use to nitzais these days of Chodesh Elul, it would be a lost opportunity. So aside from the bracha of the kesiva v'chasima taiva, which we hope for, I would like to add that we also hope, and bet ois by the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should be zeicha to be matzliach in our avoda in Chodesh Elul, such a wonderful special opportunity, as Reb Chatzke Levenstein, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, used to call them, the lichtige teg. These are the days when the lights are on, all the illuminations are switched on, and the opportunities for growth, for now and forever, are almost unlimited. We should be zeichem Yitz Hashem to make the very best of these days. I'll begin with just a thought that struck me some time ago. We tend to think Tisha B'Av has been, that was already before the summer holidays, and now there's been a break, then Chodesh Elul, second half of Av, there's a break, holidays, then there's Chodesh Elul, it's a new Avodah approaching the Yomim Noiroyim. But there is in fact a connection between the two. And this connection is called Zayin D'Nechemta. Because as it turns out, as Chazal have given it to us, we lay in the seven haftorahs of Nechama, which stretch from the week immediately following, for the Shabbos, immediately following Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu, Parshas Veschanon, through till Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, this year they're together, which is the Shabbos prior to Rosh Hashanah. So there is a bridge between Tisha B'Av on the one hand, and Rosh Hashanah on the other hand, called the Zayin D'Nechemto, it's a Zaman of Nechama. In point of fact, the second half of Tisha B'Av, from Chatzos onwards, is the beginning of Zaman of Nechama. We then have the rest, second half of the month, Menachem Av, and that really continues right through until the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos is Koveya for the week. So the week is Nikba, the week has been set up, so to speak, the week in which Rosh Hashanah falls, has been set up as a week of Nechama. So there must be some connection between Nechama, between comfort, after the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, and our preparation for standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So I thought I would explore this idea a little bit, and I want to quote here initially from the Maharal in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael in Perek Chof Vav. And the Maharal quotes there the famous, oft-quoted Gemara at the end of Makkos. The Maisa was Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, where, just to paraphrase the Maisa very quickly, and then to quote one little piece of it straight from the Gemara, as we know, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim came near the Mokim HaMikdosh, and the fox ran out, and the Chachamim, those that were with him, were crying, Rabbi Akiva was metzachik, he seemed to be showing some sort of joy, and the Chachamim said, why are you crying, this, why are you laughing, etc., etc., and Rabbi Akiva explained himself as follows. Omer lohem, l'chach ani mitzachik. This part is perhaps not so well known. L'chach ani mitzachik. I'll tell you why I'm laughing, why I'm happy. B'simcha d'chsid, because we have a pasuk. V'oido li edim ne'monim es uryo hakoyin ves l'chario ben yiverech yahu. So it's a pasuk in Yeshaya that there will be edos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says through the Navi Yeshaya there will be edos from two edim, Zecharia and Uryo. And then the Gor brings, from Rabbi Akiva, the psukim that we're referring to. Which nevuos, which edus are we referring to? Which testimony are we referring to? So the Gemara asks, first of all, the Chima Inyan Uriah ate Sel Zachariah. The Navi Yeshaya puts these two Eidim together. Uriah, B'Mikdash Rishon, Zachariah, B'Mikdash Sheni. Uriah was in the Zman of Bayis Rishon, Zachariah was in the Zman of Bayis Sheni. The Pasuk apparently in Yeshaya tells us that the Nevuah of Zechariah is somewhat dependent or clarified somehow in some way enhanced by the Nevuah of Uriah. But Uriah Kasiv, Uriah's Nevuah was as follows. In fact, this is a Pasuk in Micha. Tosfos speaks about why it refers to Uriah. It's a Pasuk in Micha. Lochein biglal chem tzion soda techoresh. It's a terrible Nevuah. Because of you, says the Navi Micha, Tzion will be not only destroyed, not only Beis HaMikdosh taken out of existence, it will be plowed up like a field. There'll be nothing but nothing left. Aru, aru, ad hayusayid bo. Down to the very foundations. Nothing will remain of Tzion. B'Zachariah kasid, oid yesh vuzakeini muzakeinoi spirichoi v'Yerushalayim. By Zachariah is a beautiful Nevuah, a happy Nevuah, that there will be elderly people sitting basking in the light of Yerushalayim, will be blessed at that time, and le'osid lovoi, that there'll even be zakenim, people will be marich yomim, and they will enhance the beauty of Yerushalayim. What better can you have than the ziknei Yisroel, zakenim, zakenois? Says Rabbi Akiva, ad shaloi niskayim on the vuotza shal orio, hoyisi misyori, shaloi tiskayim, vuotza shal zakhario. Until I saw fulfillment of Uriah's Nevuah, the destruction, I was somewhat concerned about the fulfillment of Zechariah's Nevuah, which will be a wonderful, happy Nevuah. Now that the first Nevuah has been fulfilled, it is clearly known the second one will also be fulfilled. We can have confidence now in the promise of Zechariah. The Gemara ends by saying that the Chachamim were with Rabbi Akiva said, you were menachem us, you were menachem us, you comforted us. This is the Gemara. The Maharal explores the kesher, the connection between the two Nevuahs, Uriah and Zechariah. Because on the face of it, the Gemara is difficult to understand. And this is a part of the Gemara which is not so often explored. A Navi gives a Nevuah. Be it Zechariah, be it Uriah, be it Micha, whoever it would be. We have a sophic as to whether that Nevuah will be Niskayim. A Navi Zot, Azovet Zayim. Finished, that's the way it is. We are mamin in the words of the Nevi'im. It's doch Yud Gimel Ikrim. And Rabbi Akiva, of the greatest of our people, was Mesupah whether the Nevuah of Zechariah would be fulfilled. What does that mean? And more so, if he was Mesupah, if he was in doubt, why is he now so sure? Because Uriah's Nevuah has been fulfilled, now Zechariah's Nevuah will be fulfilled. One depends on the other. Why is there any more certainty? If you're worried about the fulfillment of a Nevuah, why is there any more certainty that it will be fulfilled because another one's been fulfilled? What is the connection between these Nevuahs? So the Maharal explains this. It's again in Sefer Netzach Yisrael in Perek Chof Vav. This is only part of what he says there. It's a long Perek, but the Maharal explains this in a wonderful way. The Maharal says, a principle, there's a yesoid. And the words he uses, terminology first, are as follows. Heder and Havaya. Heder means nothing, a vacuum. Havaya means a state of existence. The Maharal says, Heder, a vacuum, has to precede Havaya. You cannot have a state of existence, we'll explain this, Mitzvah Hashem, in a moment or two. You cannot have a state of existence unless it has been preceded by nothingness, by a vacuum. In terms of Briyas Olam, there was absolute vacuum, there was nothingness, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Vayihi, then there was Viriyah, there was creation after that. The Maharal later gives a mashal from the natural world to explain this. And with this mashal, we can really understand these words, Heder and Havayim. The Maharal says, in the natural world we find an egg which is in the process of becoming a chick. It's a fertilized egg. On the path from egg to chick, there is a stage at which it is neither egg nor chick. It is inedible. So you have an edible egg, tasty, fit to be eaten. Then it goes through a process. It is not fit to be eaten. it's gone off. It's nifsat. And then that is followed by the creation of the chick. The Maharal explains to us as follows. What this means is, an egg, and I hope I'm quoting his words correctly, an egg is a dovor shole. It's perfect. An egg is an egg. You don't have deluxe eggs and super duper eggs. An egg is an egg. It's got a yolk, it's got a white, it's got a shell. It's edible, that's an egg. It's a dovor shole for what it is. Now this egg aspires to be something different, something much greater. Not a doimein. It wants to be a chai. This egg aspires now, I'm adding in these terms, the Maharal doesn't use the terms chai and doimein here, I'm adding in these words. The egg aspires now to go to a higher level of existence entirely called chai. It's going to turn into a chicken which will walk around, which will have all sorts of bodily functions, some element of intellect, if we could call it that as well. That's a huge step for an egg to take. So the egg has to become ois egg. It has to lose its existence as an egg and start all over again. So therefore in the natural world we see this process of heder and havayo. For the egg to become a chick, it has to become ois egg first. It has to become a non-egg, a non-entity. It is inedible. And then it can reach, it can start working towards becoming a creature of a different sort altogether, of a higher order. It becomes a chicken. So this is the principle of heder and havayo. Says the Maharal, Rabbi Akiva never had any doubts as to whether or not the nevuah of Zechariah would be fulfilled. If the Navi said, Oy Yeshu Zekeinim Uzekeinois, Bechoivos Yerushalayim, there is no doubt that that will be fulfilled. The Navi knew what he was saying, and we are ma'amin be'emuno shaleimo. The question that Rabbi Akiva had was, to what extent will this nevuah be fulfilled? Will there be a few elderly people who will be zeicha to mimarich yomim and sit on the streets of Yerushalayim in the future? Or will there be such a bracha of all sorts that Yerushalayim will be filled with the beauty of having zakenim uzakenais enhancing its streets? The question was the extent to which the nevuah will be fulfilled. And says the Maharal, the extent to which it will be fulfilled, using now the terms that we've got, the new havaya, the new state of existence of Yerushalayim, something which never was in the past, the extent of that new havaya will be determined by the extent of the heder, the extent of the vacuum which would precede it. Had the Churban Beit HaMikdash been limited, had it been perhaps part of the Beit HaMikdash had been destroyed and they could rebuild that part, or perhaps down to the foundations, but it hadn't been ploughed up like a field. Had it been a more limited, localized heder, vacuum, had the Churban been minimal, and there'd been a fulfillment of the nevuah of Churban, had that been the case, then the Havaya would have been similarly limited. Said Rabbi Akiva, now that I see the extent of the destruction, down, ploughed up like a field, to the extent that a fox, a tome, an animal which is tome, has managed to get to the place of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, such is the extent of the vacuum that HaKodesh Baruch has created through this machine called Churban, through this process of Churban, I now have confidence that the magnitude of the Havayo will be similar. There'll come a stage of, oh, Yeshu Zekeinim, Zekeinus Mishalayim, to the extent that the mind cannot even begin to imagine. That was why Rabbi Akiva was besimcha on seeing the fox leaving the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, according to the words of the Maharal in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael. Beloshna ze omuloi, and the Chachamim said to him, Akiva nichamtonu, you have comforted us. This seems to be the principle of nechama. One can suffer a loss. We can lose a Beis HaMikdash. That is tragic. That is heartbreaking. A person can be destroyed by such a loss. But when one sees that the ground has been cleared for a new Havaya, one sees it as part of a process, its heder leading to Havaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy for no reason. And one sees the extent of the vacuum. One can be inspired and comforted to know that there are now opportunities for a new world order. That was the nechama that Rabbi Akiva gave to the Chachamim at the time that the shul, the fox, ran out from the Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. The Maharal actually goes further, and the Maharal says we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Olam. He is the God of the world. And the Maharal asks an interesting question, all in the same place. And there's much more, it's very kedai to see it there. But the Maharal asks, time is limited, I can't say too much. The Maharal asks, how can we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu nowadays as Elokei Olam? Olam means the world. The focal point of the world is Beis HaMikdosh. If the Beis HaMikdosh is not in existence, we cannot refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Olam, because that which is most prominent, that gives the world Olam its name, is not there. So how is it that in times of Churban, we can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Olam? Says the Maharal, the answer is because it's not that the Beis HaMikdosh is destroyed, there's nothing here and we hope one day. The destruction is part of the process of building. The Heder is necessary for the Havaya. We could not think of a new order of Beis HaMikdosh and a new level of Kedusha and Yerushalayim were it not for the vacuum that precedes it. Therefore, we are already in the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore, the focal point of the world is to some extent here already. The seeds are already to be seen in the world. That is in the destruction, in the extent of the destruction, the extent of the vacuum. And therefore we can perfectly well refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Olam. The world has got its showpiece. The Beis HaMikdosh, in a manner of speaking, is there, and we can refer to it as Olam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Olam. These are the wonderful words of the Maharal. So this seems to be the inyan of Nechama, that when one realizes that the loss has got a tachlis, then one sees there is opportunity for growth and a new world order, that's comfort. One comes to terms with the loss, hard as it is to cope with, but when one sees that there's a tachlis, it's got something positive, it's part of a process, one can come to terms with the loss. It might be that that's also the inyan of nichum avelim. As we know that the halacha, when Meisoy Mutal Lefon of Rachman El Tzan, somebody loses a close relative, before the Levaya, there's no inyan of Nichum. One doesn't say Hamokim. Hamokim Menachem. It's not. So perhaps this is the inyan of Nichum Avelim also. Calls a man Meisoy Mutal Lefon of, whilst the person's close relative is still placed before him, the Kavura hasn't taken place, the loss can't be coped with. It doesn't make sense to be Menachem, the person, to comfort them at that time. But once that stage is gone, and the mace has now left the world, the kavuro has taken place, now there is a heder, now it's possible to give tanchumin to the person, to be menachin them, to say, the loss is vast, and the pain indescribable. But there's going to be now a new world order. You can grow from this. Now that the heder has occurred, the kavuro has taken place, one has to be able to look beyond, with the help from Hashem, and to be comforted, that a new situation will take place which will compensate for the loss, and in compensating one can perhaps even reach a higher level than before. So these are the words. This last part about Nichum Avelim is not mentioned, of course, by the Maharal, that's my addition, but these are the words of the Maharal, the principles of Heder and Havaya, vacuum and subsequent new level of existence, and the Inyan of Akiva Nicham Tonu. This seems to be the Yesoid, the fundamental foundations of Nechama, of comfort. We turn to the Yemei Elul, the days of Elul. I want to quote something, just a few words, from Rabbeinu Yoina. But before doing so, we'll quote one of the Psukim, which we know is brought down as a remez, a hint towards Chodesh Elul. We know the Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Elokecho, Es Levavacho Ves Levav, is Rosh Tevos Elul. HaKadosh Baruch will, loosely translated, perfect your heart and the heart of your children. Es levavachav es levav. This is one of the remotim to Chodesh Elul. What is this pasuk telling us? Umol Hashem lekechav levavachav es levav zarecho. What is this pasuk telling us? So Rabbeinu Yona says in Shari Tshuva, right at the beginning, in the Shar Rishon, in Ois Aleph, right at the beginning, a few lines in. V'hisboer b'Torah. It is clearly explained in the Torah. A big chiddush. Ki yazor Hashem lashovim kasher ein yad tivom maseges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps those who wish to do tshuva, and gives them abilities to do tshuva beyond their natural abilities. He gives them a new spirit. V'chadish b'kirbam ruach tahayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a new spirit within them, beyond what's physically possible for the Baal Tshuva to achieve, says Rabbi Elioina, beyond that. And that is lahasig malas ahavosai. That in so doing, by giving the Baal Tshuva this new otherworldly koyach, by gracing him with this new koyach, which is beyond his own abilities, then the Baal Tshuva is able to reach malas ahavosai. So I saw one of the Mefarshim on Rabbeinu Yoina says, that means the highest level of ahavas Hashem. And how do we know this, says Rabbeinu Yoina, that this miraculous process takes place? Shinema, because the Pasuk says, V'shavtu ad Hashem lekecho, etc., etc., b'chol levo, b'chol nafshecho, you will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your soul, a wholehearted teshuva. V'oimei beguf ho'inyan, and amongst those very psukim, the Torah also says, V'mol Hashem lekecho, v'es levo b'cho, v'es levav zar echo. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, pshat in this Pasuk of V'mol Hashem lekecho, etc., is that when the person does a wholehearted teshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a new spirit into them beyond what is really within their reach and abilities, and they can reach a new level, the highest level of malas ahavosai, of ahavas Hashem. And one wonders, why is the Baal Tshuva zoicha to such a madrego? We might say he sinned, he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, we clear the slate, accepted, he did tshuva, he worked on it, accepted. But we see more than this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to that choite, to the person who has sinned, he says, you do tshuva before me, I'll give you a whole new spirit, you'll be a completely new person, and you'll reach levels of Avas Hashem, which is not shayach for you to reach according to your own abilities. If you worked for a million years, you couldn't reach it. And I'm giving you a gift now of a whole new spirit. This, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is pshat in the possible mod Hashem lekecho, es levavachov es levav zarecho. So one wonders, what is that process? So I thought to explore a little, I'll quote something from Beautiful Sefer, one of the more recent Sforim, from Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Mayadei Hashana. And this is actually, I saw this in the English volume, it's in the third Perek, chapter 3. So Rav Shimshon Pinkas, I'm quoting some of his words, but not all of them. He tells us that the mazel of Chodesh Elul is a besula, a young unmarried woman. In other words, at the start of life. She hasn't yet been through the life stage of that stage of maturity called Eishes Ish. She's not yet at that stage. Mazel of Chodesh Elul is a besula. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, one of the inyonim here attached to this Mazel Elul besula is as follows. He says, the Navi compares Yidden who have sinned to a woman who has done zinus, who's been immoral, she's taken another husband in the presence of her own husband. We find, for example, I'm just mentioning this, in Yirmiyahu Perek Gimel, we find many references to Klal Yisrael having committed, so to speak, zinus. That's how the Navi refers to it many times. But here's one in Yirmiyahu Perek Gimel, right at the first pasuk, Leimar. Interesting way to start. Pasuk, you can see how the Mefarshim explained it there. Hein yishalach ishas ishtai, it's a rhetorical question, says the Navi. If a man were to send away his wife, he's Megarish's wife, v'holchom ishtai v'hoyosol ish acher, and she went and married somebody else. Hayoshuv eileho oid, could he return to her? He can't. There's a halacha in the Torah, if a lady has a get from her husband, she marries somebody else, all beheter. And now, she's alone again, she wants to remarry the first husband, it's also. Once she's married somebody else, in between it's also. Pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitzin. Says the Navi Viter, Ve'at, Zonis, you've done Zonus Klal Yisrael. V'shuv, Eilai Nu'um Hashem. I've left out a few words in the middle. Nevertheless, this is how Rashi, Mitzvot David explained it, nevertheless, return to me. Mitzvot David explains this Pasuk as follows. A lady who beheter with every permit of the Torah, was discouraged from her husband, married somebody else, done nothing wrong, she cannot now return to her original husband. She's done nothing wrong. You, Klal Yisrael, Kal v'choymer, you were Zayna, you were my nation, and you went and did Avodah Zorah, so you did Zanus. It's not Shaykh, you've done something which is even Be'isser. Even if it would be the heter, you couldn't return to your husband. How can you return to me? Says the Ribbono Shalom, this habit to the top, it explains it. Afa bichein, nevertheless, shuv elai v'akablech bishuva. Come, return to me, and with your teshuva, I will accept you back. So this is the inyan of Chodesh Elul. We really don't deserve to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nabi describes when he didn't stray from him, as it's a type of zinus. How can you return to your husband after that? It's not shaykh. But the Ribbono Shel Olam takes us back anyway. And Rav Shimshon Pinkas explains why. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Yesoid HaTeshuvah, that a person, when he becomes a Baal Tshuva, by Yoimahu, Yashlich Kol Psha'ov Asher Osa, he should throw away all the abeiros that he's done. Start with a clean slate. V'yase atzmo ki'ilu ki hayoim noilad. Have the attitude that he's been created today. It's a new start. V'ein b'yodoy lo'y z'chus v'lo'y chayva. He's got nothing in the bank. Not z'chus and not chayva. He cuts himself off from his past. V'zeh hayoim t'chilas ma'asov. This is a new beginning. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the Yesod HaTeshuvah that the true Teshuvah is where the person cuts themselves off from their past and has a new approach to life totally. Whatever I took for granted in the past, that's my nature, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, this is how I do things, this is how my Yiddishkeit goes. Stop. A new beginning, we don't look backwards, we look only forwards. One looks at oneself as though one had no zechusim and no chayvis, and one's starting again. Rabbeinu Yonah writes there, actually, perhaps a little bit schwer in this context, but Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the reason one should do that is because otherwise the feeling of busha, my behavior has been so disgusting before the Ribbono Shel Olam, that feeling of busha will overcome the person. They won't be able to be miscarried to Hashem. How can I possibly, with these filthy clothes, stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, in order to get on the road and do teshuvah, not to be withheld by these feelings, start again afresh. Which I'm not sure if that fits in so perfectly with the way Rav Pinkas is bringing it. I would need a hesver, but I'm just mentioning that by the way. Nevertheless, Rav Shimshon Pinkas says, this is the Yesoid of Teshuvah, this is the Avoid of Chodesh Elul. It's a new beginning. Nothing is taken for granted anymore. Not my Zechusim, not my Chodesh, I re-examine everything. For example, we say to ourselves, this is how I daven, unfortunately I'm one of those people who comes to shul 3 minutes late. It's just, not, it's just I, you know, every day it's the same, I try, I can't. Comes Chodesh Elul, we say, it's a new beginning now. Whatever I was, I've got no connection with that now. Now, shul starts 5 minutes earlier. It's a whole new beginning. We become comfortable with the way we are, and we say, that's me. And there are other things, my mitzvahs, I'm good at those things. Baruch Hashem, I do those things well. I'm a good learner, I'm a good dalt stock or whatever. So I make up for my weaknesses with that. No. My learning has to be reviewed, my stock has to be reviewed. I'm starting afresh. It's like the first day of my life. Ki'ilu ki hayoim noilad, ve'ein b'yodoy lo'y z'chus v'lo'y choyvo, v'zeh hayoim techilas ma'asov. We clear the slate of everything that has gone before. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, this is the idea of the basula being the simon for Chodesh Elul. The basula is at the beginning of everything. The married woman who did zinus can return to the state of being a basula as though nothing had ever happened. This is the koyach of teshuvah. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, shuv elai, you could still come back to me. You did zinus. The Torah tells us, what the metzias, the reality of Hashem's world is. The reality is, a woman who did zinus cannot return to her husband. That's reality. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I bend or break that reality for a Baal Tshuva, and he can come back to me. When he clears the slate and has a new outlook on his life, not restrained or restricted to anything that he was until now, or any worldview that he had, start afresh, holding one thing and one thing only in your hand, the middle of MSB, MSTIC in the Yiddishkeit. Start again. A new review of everything. And I want to suggest here that we could apply the terms of the Maharal to what Rav Shimshon Pinkas is telling us. A person wants, through Chodesh Elul, to reach a new level of existence, lahasig malas ahavosai, to reach the highest levels in Ahavas Hashem, abal tshuva par excellence. How does he do that? That is a new havayo, it's a new state of being. The only way you can achieve that is by preceding it with a header. When you create that vacuum, you say, what was, has been, it's over, I disconnect myself with it. Zeh hayom techilas ma'asov. It's a new beginning. I am not restrained by anything I was restrained by before. I'm starting again. I sometimes think, for example, with the Yetzer Hara, we should be prepared to bully the Yetzer Hara. we should be able to really stand up for ourselves. We tend to feel we're so schwach, we can't. We're caught by the Yetzirah, little Yetzirahs, big Yetzirahs, halavai, should only be little things, but we feel we can't. No, we'll bully the Yetzirah, and we say it's a new beginning. I'm creating a heder. I'm creating a vacuum in order that there can be a new havayah, a whole new existence for this individual. Lahasig malas ahavosai. And perhaps in that way we can understand why it is that Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish bekir boy, puts into this person a whole new spirit, a whole new ruach. Lemalo min hateva, more than he can achieve. You know why? Perhaps the reason is because the person himself has broken his own teva. How hard it is to cut ourselves off from everything that we are and to start again with a critical eye on everything that we do. And if a person is willing to do that in their mois and nefesh, v'shavto ad Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, I don't hold dear anything that I held dear until now. And they're willing to do that, that is the malam in Ateva, to do such a thing. And mido keneged, mido then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol, gives the person takel malam itivoy, a whole new spirit. So there's a lot more to say. I just mentioned very briefly as a final point, if I may, if anybody needs to go, please, the Olam has to go, just very quickly, if it's all right, just to mention. The B'nai Yisoschol writes in the Ma'amori Chodesh Elul, in Ois Dalet, that the Chodesh Elul is as man of Rotzai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Tishri. We've passed from Tishri in this Nibur Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Tishri, and He created it to be mischaseid to mankind. It was kulay latay for the sake of mankind. Kodesh Baruch Hu gains nothing from the world. He's perfect anyway. So there was a rotzon by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Chodesh Tishri. Says the B'nai Yisoschor, the machshava that preceded that was in Chodesh Elul. That's the machshava, the rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mischaseid, to create man and be mischaseid. The machshava was in Chodesh Elul. And this, therefore, is the zman, Elul is the zman of rotzon for all time. Because this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his rotzon to be mischaseid to mankind initially. Elul is the zman of Heder. Elul is the month before Briyat HaOlam. So the world was created, the rotzon Hashem was to create the Heder, to create the vacuum in order that Briya can then take place. And this segula of Heder, we can suggest now, remains through for all time in Chodesh Elul, that we can start afresh, we can take a critical eye on everything that we do. And we can bring ourselves back. This is perhaps the inyan, the connection between the two. We read the Zayin to Nechemta to tell us this is man of Nechama, to know you've got Heder and the opportunities are limitless. And now take those 7 weeks and prepare yourselves, cross that bridge 7 times, Nechama, 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 new opportunities. And then you go through Chodesh Elul, you stand on the doorstep of Shemayim to be judged by the Ribbono Shel Olam. It should be L'Toivo, we should be Zoicha, all of us, to reach that Madrega of L'Hasig, Malas, Ahavosoy Yisrael.